Oh, that's the thing you sent the other day?
Yeah, but at least it's organized.
Oh, okay, good. I got one of those.
There's one staple.
Okay, I've already printed these out. A lot of things, one copy up.
Yeah. So bottom line is the, I mean, when we came up with the estimates for the agenda, I overestimated to make sure that we had it covered. But now that I look at what really needs to be done, I can drop.
$23,000 and $21,000 for both.
We just added it up. And it's like, that becomes pretty much a no brand.
Yeah. Yeah, I did, well, I'll.
Kathy, here's the, this has everything.
You know, what's interesting is I talked to SNC about the best oil put on those grinders. And we both agreed on some oils that would be expensive to bring up here because it's not made for locally. He says, let's just put a source here. He said, what? I said, okay.
Me, that's what I always wondered, why they didn't even do that?
Well, I honestly, you need some kind of source to put it on.
Something.
We're cutting it in half now, huh?
On the next go-round of development.
I have to do it.
It's not bad enough.
24 hours.
Right.
So they're gonna do one pass, you let it cure. A car's arrival, then they'll do the other. Oh, okay. I just figured it out.
It really cured. How much, fast lane is supposed to be?
You're gonna get that for that price?
$35.
We're gonna get both of them for $23,000.
Center.
Both?
Yeah.
Taxi lane over.
You know, on the taxiway.
Okay, so $35.
Bravo is probably.
It's.
Well, it's $35 feet wide, but then when you get out to hangars.
You mean on our main taxiway would be?
It's certainly not.
Yeah, no, okay, so.
Taxiway, bravo.
Yeah. $35, so $35 from center is $70.
So we're. $35.
That'd be $23,000.
For a taxi lane. Our taxi is 50 feet wide here. But that's
particularly compared.
That's pretty rare that you can get.
If the water gets in those cracks.
Other reports didn't get 35 feet wide.
Seats underneath freezes.
Yeah.
Now we get allergies with the.
That's what the Walmart parking lot looks like over here. And then we're starting to hump up pretty bad.
Well, it's not the wind, it's just the wheel.
And I don't think we can get the.
Well, the ones, the taxiway bravo.
Stick out.
Well, then there's object three.
Some of the cracks down.
That's why I guess we're trying to take.
The safety area for a taxiway out here is 29 feet wide. Then the object three area.
Oh, no, this is from their asphalt to the taxiway asphalt.
I just don't know. It's like $105.
We need to bring that up, Jim, on the map.
So the, you know.
That thing just got leveled out.
Supervisor.
To, you know, probably.
I agree.
Five or 10 feet more than what it is, just leveled it and then.
They don't quite slope that.
Because the hill is annoying.
The hill is higher than.
Scraps going into the hangars.
When I come in with my L39, I got a taxi over right next to the building to keep my wings from going up. I guess I could, you know, I could pretend it was a arrow.
When you quit flying, the minute it started getting cold.
The hillside there so we can plant some bushes, trees.
We'll see what happens this weekend.
Parade day is gonna be.
Yeah, no, we gotta float in the parade.
Parade.
For the sheriff.
What's this weekend?
We're putting a helicopter on the trailer this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Rick Clements, little 269. His pilot, Billows, Mike, says he can land it on the trailer. I said, good luck. You got 4 inches on either side.
It's possible. The problem with that helicopter is that it has oleo stress.
Right, yeah.
And it spreads a little bit.
problem is ground residents.
Yeah.
That thing, if you get going like this, pretty soon you can't stop it, it'll just kill itself.
Well, you gotta get the power back up and get it the hell off it.
That's right, you can't, you know, that's real dangerous.
That's kinda why I'm just.
And it's a manual throttle.
Oh, right.
Manual throttle, man.
That would be fun.
It's not.
Yeah, which.
Do they have any military flying over the parade this year?
No, I don't know. We've only told, been told what street to go to and what time to be there.
I don't know about Fallon or anything, I don't know.
Normally they, last year they didn't, but in years past, they had, you know, they had a TFR for no aircraft from a time frame or whatever, but I was looking and I don't see one.
Does it have to do anything?
Oh, okay. The biggest
problem is you have to.
The FAA got into saying, no, you can't fly over it unless you get a special permit and all this other stuff. Because all those guys here used to just fire up their planes.
Thousand foot rules, a piece of crap, you know. Yeah. Nobody looks up and sees something 1,000 feet up. It's not interesting unless you make a pass down to
there. We flew a Skycrane down Main Street 1 year before. Thank goodness. The guy slowed way back. And the rotor wash became, instead of becoming horizontal as the air flows through the rotor system, as you lose effective translational lift, transverse flow effect, the rotor wash becomes more vertical. Well, a 78-foot rotor, and a 42,000-pound gross weight helicopter, you know, even at 100 feet, and you're pumping a lot of air down there, people have their hats blown off, and women, you know, children were running and screaming. And kept up the speed and, you know, 500 feet.
And now it does, Steve said she.
But I'd rather hear, what is that? Is that a Rolls Royce Merlin engine in that pre-equipment one?
Oh, yeah.
The V12? I'd rather hear one of those than I would a jet.
If I flew down at 1,000 feet, unless I turned on the smoke system, nobody would even know it was there because the L-39s don't make any noise.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make noise. There's a little trick the guys started doing at air shows. Those have a ram air turbine, emergency, in the belly. You can pull the lever and drop the ram air turbine, and the thing howls like a banshee.
Really? You can get like an F-15 or something.
Well, they did that a couple of years back. They had a couple of 18s out of Fallon, went up and down the street twice.
But who knows? See what time is it? Oh my goodness.
Missing everybody.
How many people do we need for
four? One more.
Four. But we've got Ray.
What do you have coming?
Ray English, and Tim is going to get him on the phone.
If we're only getting a few people, then
it's a 7-member board, but there were 2 vacancies.
Right.
Where?
How are you?
Was that battery of yours bad, or you just wanted to change it?
So it would provide some current, but I didn't want to have dicey stuck out in the middle of these.
Yes. It's got a pretty low compression engine, so.
It should have turned it over a little faster. But it should turn it over the way that we want it.
Okay.
He's off somewhere and having a good time.
He was going to travel around to all the countries. what I was told.
Well, that's what he's doing.
Yes.
I'm just curious to see if the, you know, show when we get the,
and then on Monday night and Tuesday morning, I have.
Yeah.
He's trying to get a board.
He could be traveling from the box.
Melts off the streets in that.
They both put some money in.
It's all going to voicemail.
Oh, yeah. It's another major.
No. Yeah. I think this is the earliest I've ever been.
Hello, this is Kim.
Hopefully we get a.
Hey, Ray, glad to get a hold of you. Can you join in for a few minutes to share this meeting? And I'll put you on speakerphone and we'll just get started. Okay. Hey, we're ready.
Okay.
Carlos. Okay, hey Harlow, we got a quorum.
Who do we have? Do we get
Ray, this is on speaker.
This is the airport. And I'm on it.
Well, you are.
Hold on just one second. Anywhere you want.
Sorry about that.
And Tim,
you could have had a vote and didn't know it.
Tim, I might need you to sit here with the telephone so that we can Ray can hear me. Ready?
Okay, we're getting started now, Ray.
Okay, great.
Before we begin, Mr. English, we'd like to welcome you to the Carson City Airport Authority.
Well, thank you very much.
We appreciate your willingness to serve, and we're glad that we were able to get a hold of you, because we...
No problem. I hope I can do the position justice and do what we need to do.
Well, we're looking forward to your service on the board.
Okay. Thank you.
The special meeting of the Carson City Airport Authority for Wednesday, October 24th, 2012 will please come to order. Let the record show that we're meeting at 12 noon at the Carson City Airport Terminal on 2600 College Parkway in Carson City. May we have the roll call, please? Harlow Norvell, Guy Williams, Steve Posick, and Ray English are present.
Okay.
So, and then our remaining three are absent.
Okay.
Okay, so let the record show that we do have a quorum of four board members. Would you all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Modification of the agenda. Item number two will become item number one, and item number one will become item number two under public hearings. Public comment, any members of the public who are present who wish to address the Airport Authority may speak on agendized and non-agendized items related to the airport. Please limit your comments if your item is longer than about 3 minutes, and please contact the airport manager and we will get that calendared for you for a future meeting. Any members of the public who wish to make a comment prior to us beginning the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to item E, consent agenda. We have no items on consent today. Item number F, public hearings. The new.
He was going to travel around to all countries.
four.
He could be traveling on the bus.
Somebody on the four.
Melts off the streets in the afternoon, but it's still stuck.
They both put some money in.
It's all going to voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah. I think this is the earliest I think.
Hello, this is Kim.
Hopefully we get a.
Hey, Ray, glad to get a hold of you. Can you join in for a few minutes to do this meeting? I'll put you on speakerphone and we'll just get started. Okay. Hey, we're ready.
Okay, Carlos.
Okay, hey, Harlow, we got a quorum.
Who do we have? Do we get the call?
Ray, this is on speaker.
No, this is the airport. And I'm on it.
Well, you are.
Hold on just one second. Anywhere you want.
Sorry about that.
And Tim.
You could have had a vote and didn't know it.
Tim, I might need you to sit here with the telephone so that Ray can hear me. Ready?
Okay, we're getting started now, Ray.
Okay, great.
Before we begin, Mr. English, we'd like to welcome you to the Carson City Airport Authority.
Well, thank you very much.
We appreciate your willingness to serve, and we're glad that we were able to get a hold of you, because we...
No problem. I hope I can do the position justice and do what we need to do.
Well, we're looking forward to your service on the board.
Okay. Thank you.
The special meeting of the Carson City Airport Authority for Wednesday, October 24th, 2012 will please come to order. Let the record show that we're meeting at 12 noon at the Carson City Airport Terminal on 2600 College Parkway in Carson City. May we have the roll call, please?
I'm sorry, could I just have you say your names? I'm not even sure who's on the board anymore.
Harlow Norvell, Guy Williams, Steve Posick, and Ray English are present.
Okay.
So, and then our remaining three are absent.
Okay,
so let the record show that we do have a quorum of four board members. Would you all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Modification of the agenda. Item number two will become item number one, and item number one will become item number two under public hearings. Public comment, any members of the public who are present who wish to address the Airport Authority may speak on agendized and non-agendized items related to the airport. Please limit your comments if your item is longer than about 3 minutes, and please contact the airport manager and we will get that calendared for you for a future meeting. Any members of the public who wish to make a comment prior to us beginning the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to item E, consent agenda. We have no items on consent today. Item number F, public hearings. The new item number one, discussion of possible action to approve an expense of not more than $9,000 to repair the pavement cracks and slurry seal the taxi lane on the west side of the Carson Air Group hangars. Mr. Rowe and Mr. Clegg.
Go ahead.
Sure. Well, the taxi lane west of the hangars at the Carson Air Group is actually a public taxi lane, and the airport is responsible for its maintenance. It was not included in the Taxiway Bravo and Charlie project because it's essentially it's not adjacent to either one of the taxiways, so it was overlooked in this project originally. So when the grant application went in, it was not included, but Guy brought it to our attention that you know, there's some bad cracks out there and something needs to be done. So we took a look at it. We identified some cracks that we could just use crack sealant, but some cracks are so wide out there that we're going to have to do a pavement patch to correct the problem. In addition, adjacent to the pavement out there is about a 20-foot width of asphalt concrete grindings that were placed there several years ago to prevent just the wind and water erosion and just to prevent big rocks from becoming fod to taxiing aircraft. Anyway, our recommendation is to place a slurry seal on that. I talked with the contractor. Preferably, there's a oil called MC70 that would be preferred, but it would be cost prohibitive to put the MC70 down. He recommended just using the slurry seal like we are because it's got a similar oil in it. So in any case, we came up with a cost estimate. There is an exhibit that I provided showing the pavement patched areas in red and the areas that could be crack sealed in a different color, as well as the area to receive the slurry seal. And we prepared a cost estimate based on that exhibit. And the total cost is estimated at $5,180. I contacted the FAA to ask him if we could include it in the Taxiway Bravo Charlie project because it's similar work. I told him it was adjacent to Taxiway Bravo. I kind of bent the rules a little, and he said no because it was not written into the grant application in the first place.
But still, this price is half of what I thought it would be.
Exactly. In fact, both estimates that we prepared prior to putting out the agenda, I overestimated purposely so that we didn't have to come back and try to amend the agenda again. I knew that the 9,000 was a little high, but that was just in case we had to do pavement patches for all the cracks.
Well, I clearly think that it is money well spent. I went over there and looked at each of those cracks, and one of them I almost fell in, and I probably never would have been heard from again.
No, I agree. You know. There's one crack out there that could be as much as 6 inches wide.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. I looked at those cracks. As a matter of fact, when the outcome house, some of those were pretty large.
Yes, quite true. So I think this is a great opportunity for us to do this. Other members of the board, comments?
I brought it up because I saw how bad it was getting out there and thought we could couple it in with this, but if we can't, and that price is very a lot better than I thought it was going
to be. Compared to having to replace that pavement back there.
Yeah.
Have we had any comparable bids or just the one bid?
Item number one, discussion of possible action to approve an expense of not more than $9,000 to repair the pavement cracks and slurry seal the taxi lane on the west side of the Carson Air Group hangars. Mr. Rowe and Mr. Clegg.
Go ahead.
Sure. Well, the taxi line west of the hangars at the Carson Air Group is actually a public taxi line, and the airport is responsible for its maintenance. It was not included in the Taxiway Bravo and Charlie project because it's essentially it's not adjacent to either one of the taxiways, so it was overlooked in this project originally. So when the grant application went in, it was not included, but Guy brought it to our attention that you know, there's some bad cracks out there and something needs to be done. So we took a look at it. We identified some cracks that we could just use crack sealant, but some cracks are so wide out there that we're going to have to do a pavement patch to correct the problem. In addition, adjacent to the pavement out there is about a 20-foot width of asphalt concrete grindings that were placed there several years ago to prevent just the wind and water erosion and just prevent big rocks from becoming fod to taxiing aircraft. Anyway, our recommendation is to place a slurry seal on that. I talked with the contractor. Preferably, there's a oil called MC70 that would be preferred, but it would be cost prohibitive to put the MC70 down. He recommended just using the slurry seal like we are because it's got a similar oil in it. So in any case, we came up with a cost estimate. There is an exhibit that I provided showing the pavement patched areas in red and the areas that could be crack sealed in a different color, as well as the area to receive the slurry seal. And we prepared a cost estimate based on that exhibit. And the total cost is estimated at $5,180. I contacted the FAA to ask him if we could include it in the Taxiway Bravo Charlie project because it's similar work. I told him it was adjacent to Taxiway Bravo. I kind of bent the rules a little, and he said no because it was not written into the grant application in the first place.
But still, this price is half of what I thought it would be.
Well, exactly. In fact, both estimates that we prepared prior to putting out the agenda, I overestimated purposely so that we didn't have to come back and try to amend the agenda again. I knew that the 9,000 was a little high, but that was just in case we had to do pavement patches for all the cracks.
Well, I clearly think that it is money well spent. I went over there and looked at each of those cracks, and one of them I almost fell in, and I probably never would have been heard from again.
No, I agree. You know? There's one crack out there that could be as much as 6 inches wide.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. I looked at those cracks. As a matter of fact, when
yes, quite true. So I think this is a great opportunity for us to do this. Other members of the board, comments?
I brought it up because I saw how bad it was getting out there and thought we could couple it in with this, but if we can't, and that price is a lot better than I thought it was going
to be. Compared to having to replace that pavement back there.
Yeah.
Have we had any comparable bids or just the one bid?
Just one, and what this is based on is the unit prices provided by Sierra Nevada Construction for the project that's underway right now. And the mechanism for getting the work accomplished would be to prepare a change order, but it would be ineligible for reimbursement from the FAA. So we would just go directly to Sierra Nevada Construction and get this work accomplished.
Is there
the price seems very reasonable.
It does to me, too, and I think there must be some savings due to the fact that they're already mobilized out here.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no there's no cost for the mobilization because they are here.
The good thing about that slurry seal, if we get it in, it protects it from more cracking from the ice and things as well. That slurry seal sucks its way back down in and really locks it up well. Once that's down, it really protects it.
Excellent.
It's probably a good way to go, I think.
Good. Well, that's kind of what our thinking has been also, Ray, you know, that it's money well spent. Steve, do you have any comment?
No. The only question I had was, are they finished with Taxiway Bravo?
No, not yet.
Okay, that's the one I was asking because I was over there and it wasn't quite completed.
Well, no. The problem is that when it gets wet, you can't apply the rubberized crack sealant because it reacts to the moisture and it bubbles up and you end up with little bubbles all throughout your crack sealant.
So we
have to wait for the weather to stop and then actually let it dry out a little bit. They may have to go in there and run a burner through those cracks before they apply the crack sealant.
That's it.
Hey, members of the public who might wish to address this agenda item to the board.
I'm simply glad...
The record says Phil Stotts.
Phil, you might want to have a microphone.
I've got about five words to say. I'm glad that you're doing this. It was bad.
Okay. Okay. Any other public comment? Seeing none, then we'll bring it back to the board. Further discussion from members of the board?
None.
Seeing none, then we would stand in need of a motion.
I'll make the motion that we accept the bid and proceed to get it done.
Motion has been made and is on the table. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded. Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed, if there be any? None. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Item number two, the former item number one. Discussion and possible action to approve an expense of not more than $30,000 to crack seal, slurry seal, and stripe the main parking lot. Mr. Rowe and Mr. Clegg.
I'll start out by saying the parking lot has been neglected for a very long time, and because of the cracking, and we have some pavement patching that needs to be accomplished, especially in the high traffic areas of the parking lot, that it really needs to be done badly. And because of the sale of rock, we are able to afford to do it. And I would like to recommend that it get done. And we've looked at the striping and the handicap marking, and Jim Clegg has given some estimates on it, which has really brought down the price. And brought down the price from the original estimate, and so we wanted to get that under this good discussion, Jim.
Well, what about that portion that is on El Arrow's leasehold, those parking spaces by their hangar over there?
Yeah, right. That is El Arrow, and it's within their lease. That may come out, so this price might be...
Are they going to participate with us?
I haven't talked to Jenna about it, or John Kelly. But we need to offer it because
I don't think we can rightly do that.
I agree. And actually, that's the same with the E. Just one. And what this is based on is the unit prices provided by Sierra Nevada Construction for the project that's underway right now. And the mechanism for getting the work accomplished would be to prepare a change order, but it would be ineligible for reimbursement from the FAA. So we would just go directly to Sierra Nevada Construction and get this work accomplished.
Is there
the price seems very reasonable.
It does to me, too, and I think there must be some savings due to the fact that they're already mobilized out here.
Exactly. Yeah, there's there's no cost for the mobilization because they are here.
The good thing about that slurry seal, if we get it in, it protects it from more cracking from the ice and things as well. That slurry seal sucks its way back down in and really locks it up well. Once that's down, it really protects it.
Excellent.
Probably a good way to go, I think.
Good. Well, that's kind of what our thinking has been also, Ray, you know, that it's money well spent. Steve, do you have any comment?
No. The only question I had was, are they finished with Taxiway Bravo?
No, not yet.
Okay, that's what I was asking, because I was over there and it wasn't quite completed.
Well, no, the problem is that when it gets wet, you can't apply the rubberized crack sealant because it reacts to the moisture and it bubbles up and you end up with little bubbles all throughout your crack sealant.
So we
have to wait for the weather to stop and then actually let it dry out a little bit. They may have to go in there and run a burner through those cracks before they apply the crack sealant.
That's it.
Hey, members of the public who might wish to address this agenda item to the board.
I'm simply glad...
The record says Phil Stotts.
Phil, you might want to have a microphone.
Yeah. I got about five words to say. I'm glad that you're doing this. It was bad.
Okay. Okay. Any other public comment? Seeing none, then we'll bring it back to the board. Further discussion from members of the board?
None.
Seeing none, then we would stand in need of a motion.
I'll make the motion that we accept the bid and proceed to get it done.
Motion has been made and is on the table. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded. Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed, if there be any? None. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Item number two, the former item number one. Discussion and possible action to approve an expense of not more than $30,000 to crack seal, slurry seal, and stripe the main parking lot. Mr. Rowe and Mr. Clegg.
I'll start out by saying the parking lot has been neglected for a very long time, and because of the cracking, and we have some pavement patching that needs to be accomplished, especially in the high traffic areas of the parking lot, that it really needs to be done badly. And because of the sale of rock, we are able to afford to do it. And I would like to recommend that it get done. And we've looked at the striping and the handicap marking, and Jim Clegg has given some estimates on it, which has really brought down the price. And brought down the price from the original estimate, and so we wanted to get that under this good discussion, Jim.
Well, what about that portion that is on El Arrow's leasehold, those parking spaces by their hangar over there?
Yeah, right. That is El Arrow, and it's within their lease. That may come out, so this price might be...
Are they going to participate with us?
I haven't talked to Jenna about it, or John Kelly. But we need to offer it because
I don't think we can rightly do that.
I agree.
Without
And actually, that's the same with the EAA.
Okay.
If you recall, they part of that parking lot is now on their lease.
Okay, so you and Tim are going to be working on contacting them? And
right.
Okay. All right.
If this gets approved. So just to summarize a little bit more about this, if this work gets accomplished, it needs to be done in two phases so that we can keep continual access from College Parkway to the airfield itself. And so during one phase, they'd use the manual gate on the west side of the terminal, and then after that slurry seal cures, then we would switch over and use just the automatic gate for in and out in one lane of the entrance road. So I just wanted to mention how that was done. Now, in a discussion about the cost associated with this, again, I am assuming that we would do a change order with Sierra Nevada Construction. These are the same unit prices that they provided for on Taxiway Bravo and Charlie. So the mechanism here would be the same as what we're going to do with that taxi lane, where we would do a change order with Sierra Nevada Construction to do this work at their unit prices, but it would not be reimbursable by the FAA.
But it's looking like now $18,020.14 rather than
that's correct. $30,000. But that includes that El Arrow area, as well as the road down to that gate, and I don't recall the gate number.
Gate two.
Yeah.
And I figure if they're out here doing the slurry seal, let's get that road done too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this might be a little bit higher because of EAA and El Arrow.
Well, I think one thing is for absolute certain that we would not be able to complete the work on those private leaseholds without their financial participation. You know, we have a responsibility to the people of Carson City to make sure that everyone out here is treated fairly, and we certainly wouldn't be able to do that unless they were willing to participate.
Right.
So it would be even less than $18,000, and, you know, actually out of pocket for us is going to be less than $18,000.
That's correct.
So that is really good. Well, I think we're getting close to losing our parking lot if we don't do this, and to me it's just absolutely critical. It's been a long time since we've done anything out there.
I agree. In fact,
when the public comes in there, I mean, it looks an eyesore at the moment.
That's quite true, and I think we all feel that way. I don't think there's any question about that. And if we can get that thing, that pavement patch completed and get that parking lot sealed and restriped before the hard weather hits, I think it's going to be come back to us.
Yeah, I do want to mention that the real solution is to reconstruct it, but at this time it's just it's too expensive to do that. I had them initially look at all of the pavement patches that would be necessary, and that's why the agenda item shows such a high cost. And then when I saw how much it was, I realized, we got to scale this back somehow. And there is more pavement patching that should be done, but the reality is the parking lot really just needs to be reconstructed. So why bother with a pavement patch?
We can keep it
going. Which is only a Band-Aid.
A few more years, it'd sure be nice to get those ramps done out there that we need to do before we tackle this thing. I think prudently we wouldn't be able to do this until we get the ramps completed. Ray, we'll start with you. Any additional comments?
I think obviously the most important thing is to first of all save the parking lot and then make it a presentable item for the public. I mean, that's the first place they see when
If you recall, they part of that parking lot is now on their lease.
Okay, so you and Tim are going to be working on contacting them and
right.
Okay. All right.
If this gets approved. So just to summarize a little bit more about this, if this work gets accomplished, it needs to be done in two phases so that we can keep continual access from College Parkway to the airfield itself. And so during one phase, they'd use the manual gate on the west side of the terminal, and then after that slurry seal cures, then we would switch over and use just the automatic gate for in and out in one lane of the entrance road. So I just wanted to mention how that was done. Now, in a discussion about the cost associated with this, again, I am assuming that we would do a change order with Sierra Nevada Construction. These are the same unit prices that they provided for on Taxiway Bravo and Charlie. So the mechanism here would be the same as what we're going to do with that taxi lane, where we would do a change order with Sierra Nevada Construction to do this work at their unit prices. But it would not be reimbursable by the FAA.
But it's looking like now $18,020.14 rather than
that's correct. $30,000. But that includes that El Aero area, as well as the road down to that gate, and I don't recall the gate number.
Gate two.
Yeah. And I figure if they're out here doing a slurry seal, let's get that road done too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this might be a little bit higher because of EAA and El Aero.
Well, I think one thing is for absolute certain that we would not be able to complete the work on those private leaseholds without their financial participation. You know, we have a responsibility to the people of Carson City to make sure that everyone out here is treated fairly, and we certainly wouldn't be able to do that unless they were willing to participate.
Right.
So it would be even less than $18,000, and you know, actually out of pocket for us is going to be less than $18,000.
That's correct.
So that is really good. Well, I think we're getting close to losing our parking lot if we don't do this, and to me it's just absolutely critical. It's been a long time since we've done anything out there.
I agree. In fact,
when the public comes in there, I mean, it looks an eyesore at the moment.
That's quite true, and I think we all feel that way. I don't think there's any question about that. And if we can get that thing, that pavement patch completed and get that parking lot sealed and restriped before the hard weather hits, I think it's going to be come back to us.
Yeah, I do want to mention that the real solution is to reconstruct it, but at this time it's just it's too expensive to do that. I had them initially look at all of the pavement patches that would be necessary, and that's why the agenda item shows such a high cost. And then when I saw how much it was, I realized, we got to scale this back somehow. And there is more pavement patching that should be done, but the reality is the parking lot really just needs to be reconstructed. So why bother with a pavement patch?
We can keep it going.
Which is only a Band-Aid.
A few more years. It'd sure be nice to get those ramps done out there that we need to do before we tackle this thing. And I think prudently we wouldn't be able to do this until we get the ramps completed. Ray, we'll start with you. Any additional comments?
No, I mean, I think obviously the most important thing is to, first of all, save the parking lot and then make it a presentable item for the public. I mean, that's the first place they see when they come to the airport. Important that we give them a good impression of what we have for an airport. If we leave it go, I think it just looks terrible.
I think that we all feel that way and believe that we need to get this done.
Mr. Williams, come.
I've been coming to this airport since 1998, and I don't think that parking lot has been fixed in any of that time. And it is getting to the point where it's really bad, and I think we do need to finally seal it up and at least keep it going. Because I know we have the project talking about what we might do with this building, which maybe somewhere on down the road we can completely redo the parking lot, redo the building, do a developmental plan down here. But for now, if we don't fix it, we're not going to have a parking lot. We're going to have a dirt lot out here.
Mr. Posick.
No comment.
No comment. Members of the public, you might wish to comment on this agenda item.
Steve Lewis with Sterling Air. I've been on this airport since 1977. The last time that this parking lot was addressed was approximately 16 or 17 years ago. And I was the one that brought this to the attention of our airport manager. It's a huge asset for the airport and something that we cannot afford to lose. So this is long overdue, and I fully support it.
Good. Thank you, Steve. Any other comments? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board. Further discussion from members of the board. If none, then we stand in need of a motion.
I'll make the motion. I move that.
Ray, how about
Ray, hold on a minute.
Okay. We already got one in progress.
I move that we use the unit costs from SNC and have SNC conduct the slurry seal and crack seal pavement patching on the main parking lot.
Do we have a second?
You have a second.
Made and seconded. Further discussion, and I would just say
can
that we would
add to that, not to exceed $18,000.
Can we do that? I was going to use the number that's in the agenda item, but
I'd use this
18.
Very safe.
Okay. Would you be willing to add not to exceed $18,000? Okay. And then as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed, if there be any? Seeing none, the motion carries unanimously. Action to adjourn. Stand in need of a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, sir.
And, look forward to meeting with you soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ray.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Mary, very much for this.
Well, then I'll
done.
I'll prepare a change order with the SNC and get them.
I'm sure that they'll